One thing you learn when you watch world events, study history, and that is things can happen very quickly, suddenly, overnight, when it's least expected. I was reminded of this in reading some articles about the anniversary, the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, which took place on November 9th, 1989, 30 years ago. The Berlin Wall was the wall that the Soviet Union had erected to divide the city of Berlin into East and West, and it symbolized the larger divide during the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the Western nations led by the United States. Ronald Reagan, then United States President during the 1980s, had given a speech before this wall, and in which he said famously, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," Mikhail Gorbachev being the leader of the Soviet Union. Well, the wall came down, but it came down when nobody was really expecting it, in the fall of 1989, through a certain series of events, and suddenly Berlin was open, and the entire Cold War, in a sense, ended eventually with the collapse of the Soviet Union. Some called that the end of history. It really wasn't the end of history. There had been a great deal of conflicts and wars and proxy fights going on between nations ever since. And we really haven't yet learned that lesson, that the end of the Cold War and the standoff between the Soviet Union and the West really continues in many different other forms to this day. But with the sudden fall of the Berlin Wall, it does remind us, as we seek to understand our world, history, and especially Bible prophecy, that things can happen very quickly. There's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul, in one of his rare comments about prophecy, gives us this outstanding principle. Beginning in verse 1, he says to us, "Brethren, concerning the times and the seasons, you have no need that I should write to you. For you know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." A thief in the night comes suddenly. Nobody's watching. "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." Then he goes on to talk about the fact that we are not in darkness, but we should be in light. That is, we shouldn't be ignorant. We should be understanding spiritual principles as well as the world in which we live. Recognizing, as he said, that events can take place quite suddenly, unexpectedly, in the flow of history, and especially as they are connected to Bible prophecy. So as we think about the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, let these words of Paul from Thessalonians remind us that things go along, but at some point, as God conducts and directs history, things happen. And the day of the Lord is something that we don't want to catch us unawares sleeping. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.